The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website freshfm.net for our contact details.
Get totally wired. 1 hour of fine music from a featured artist every week. I'm Simon Hamley. Join me every Sunday evening at 7 to get totally wired. Brought to you by the Vic Brew Bar and Burger Culture in the heart of Nelson on Trafalgar Street. That's Totally Wired, every Sunday evening at 7, replaying Thursday mornings at 1, only on Fresh FM.
Don't know what that show was, but I definitely won't be tuning into that, because I'm here, live, in the studio. This is Totally Wired on Fresh FM. My name is Jack Hamley. I'll be your host for this evening, and with me is Simon in the studio as the co-host. Welcome, Simon.
Hi, how are you? That was a terrible advert, wasn't it? That's a terrible thing. I remember doing it, and I was like chewing gum, and Matt, who I did it with, said, "You can't chew gum when you're talking," and I said, "Oh no, I just can't. I can't talk." And
it was really
hard to do.
Okay.
You know, and 1992, of course, was the year that Singapore banned chewing gum.
Oh, I see.
I just say that because we're talking about chewing. Well, we weren't talking about chewing gum, but I mentioned chewing gum. So I just
yes. So our current theme is to do every single year and present the songs of that year. And right now we're in 1992.
Yeah, started in 1954.
Yeah,
it's been a long journey.
Yes, I'm doing the 90s for the show. So
yeah, and we keep going until we get into the future.
Get too far into
like,
the future.
Well, we could start doing like the show from 3 years in advance or something, couldn't we?
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
That'd be good. It's a special day today, isn't it, for some people?
Mother's Day.
Yeah, and I'm not going to rant on about the kind of commercialism of these holidays. You know, like I normally do, don't I? Like a grumpy old person. You know, like they're just made to sell you cards and stuff, aren't they? These holidays.
Yes, but we don't really have much to sell tonight.
No, we don't. But happy Love Day, anyway.
Yeah, this isn't related at all to Mother's Day. This is Them Bones from Alice in Chains.
Say we're born into the grave.
that was Them Bones from Alice in Chains from their album Dirt. This album really got extremely big in 1992. I think it was Alice in Chains their biggest album.
Yeah, they certainly made rock music kind of acceptable again. I mean, it was started to happen more and more, wasn't it? That
yeah,
it actually became.
I think Nevermind from Nirvana was the
big
rock record of the 90s, and then ever since then, everyone then suddenly had an interest in renewed interest in rock music.
Yeah, it became exciting again, didn't it?
Yeah,
the 80s, it was just like horrible, horrible stuff. But yeah,
well, they went into post rock and they experimented, and I guess a lot of grunge artists thought, well, why not we just look at pop music, then make it really heavy?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and it worked well. That's good. So a new word is invented in 1992. Mm-hmm. New word. Bushusuru.
Bushuru?
Bushusuru.
Bushusuru.
It's Japanese.
Okay.
So it was coined after George W. Bush went to a state dinner to Japan and publicly vomited into the lap of the Japanese Prime Minister.
Oh.
Have you not heard of this?
No, I have not.
Right. Yeah. Maybe he publicly vomited it, you know, over the Japanese Prime Minister.
I see.
So the Japanese invented this new word, and it literally means to do the bush thing or to vomit in public.
Oh,
Bushusuru.
Okay.
Bushusuru. That's a nice word, isn't it? Yeah. I presume he ate something not, like he didn't just like, you know, he didn't like stick his fingers down his throat. And
a bit of uncooked puffer fish.
Yeah, something like that. Mm. Do you think he was poisoned? Well, he left office.
Honestly,
that year
actually,
as well.
Politicians have a greater risk of being poisoned than the average person, I'd imagine.
Yeah, they do probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, Americans aren't used to eating all that stuff, are they? Really? So.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Bill Clinton becomes president.
Yep.
And famously says the words, "I didn't inhale."
I didn't inhale weed.
Yeah, he was asked whether he ever smoked weed.
Oh.
He said, "Well, but I didn't inhale." Like that. Like, oh, that's okay then. Doesn't matter, does it?
Yeah, you don't inhale cigarette smoke, but you still get the nicotine from it, don't you?
Well, it's just like, it's almost like saying, I don't know.
Let's not think of a metaphor.
Well, I can't really, but it's like,
I don't want to.
Because he didn't inhale, he didn't actually get stoned. I mean, it's just not, yeah. I mean, no one believed him anyway. It was just kind of one of those things, really. It's like, like just kind of trying to just get out of it. And make himself look all right when everyone knows he ended up being.
And he ended up being president because the conservative vote was split into two parts. I think Boss Sagan or Saget, Ross. I don't remember his last
Ross
name.
Ross Perot.
Ross Perot. That's it.
Yeah.
Ross Perot.
Yeah.
Yep. He ran for president and
he took a lot of votes away from the conservatives. Yeah.
He did. Yeah. And that's why Bill Clinton got to be president.
Yes.
Okay. Next song is Tennessee from Arrested Development.
Tennessee. Lord, I've really been real stressed, down and out, losing grass. Although I am black and brown, problems got me pessimistic. Brothers and sisters keep messing up. Why does it have to be so damn tough? I don't know where I can go to let these ghosts out of my skull. My grandma passed, my brother's gone. I never at once felt so alone. I know you're supposed to be my steering wheel, not just my spare tire. But Lord, I ask you to be my guiding force and truth. For some strange reason it had to be, he guided me to Tennessee. Take me to another. Lord, it's obvious we got a relationship, talking to each other every night and day. Although you're superior over me, we talk to each other in a friendship way. Then out of nowhere, you tell me to break out of the country and into more countries. Past eyes burn into rhythms, where the ghost of childhood haunts me. Walk the roads my forefathers walked, climb the trees my forefathers hung from. Ask those trees for all their wisdom. They tell me my ears are so young. Go back to whence you came, my family tree, my family name. For some strange reason it had to be, he guided me to Tennessee. Take me to another. Make me forget all that hurts me. Let me understand.
Holly Springs. Razadon and Baba, they went down to Peachtree. Headliner, I challenge you to a game of horseshoes. A game of horseshoes!
Now I see the importance of history. While my people be in the mess that they be. Many journeys to freedom made in vain. By brothers on the corner playing ghetto games. I ask you, Lord, why you enlighten me? Without the enlightenment of all my folks. He said, cause I set myself on a quest for truth. And he was there to quench my thirst. But I am still thirsty. Lord, allow me to drink some more. He said, what I am searching for are the answers to all which are in front of me. The ultimate truth started to get blurred. For some strange reason, it had to be. It was all a dream about Tennessee.
Take me to another place. Take me to another land. Make me forget all the hurts. Let me understand your plan. Take me to another place. Take me to another land. Make me forget all the hurts. Let me understand your plan.
Oh, won't you let me? Won't you help me? Won't you help me?
That was Tennessee from Arrested Development. I forgot that bit at the end. Arrested Development was said to be like the anti-gangster hip-hop group of the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Everything they did was meant to subvert or to challenge mainstream rap at the time.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think so. Well, like De La Soul and those kind of bands were always very anti violence mostly.
Yeah, they wanted to
Tribe Called Quest
keep I think the ordinary sort of roots of hip hop going, but
yeah, and take it to different directions. And
yeah, but
and
by 1992, bands like groups like Public Enemy, Ice Cube,
yes,
and had been able to push the gangster sort of motifs into rap.
Yeah, they had.
And yeah, I think because it was also political, it got popular too because of the political awareness in the 90s, but anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in 1992, there was the LA riots, which was a big, if we're talking about political events, I guess. So a driver called Rodney King, I think I talked about it last week, was pulled over by the LA police and beaten up.
Oh.
And it was on film, and it was pretty bad. And there were lots of riots in LA after that, really. And of course, the best. Well, I mean, there was an awful thing. But the quote from Rodney King afterwards was, "He said, can't we all just get along?" Which was actually just a kind of a really kind of throwaway comment. But actually, it's quite profound, isn't it? Really.
You know, I think that's
when all this is going wrong,
shows what he actually wanted.
Yeah. Well, can't we just all get along?
To get along rather than to everything to descend into chaos, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And in times of conflict, it's a good thing to say, I think.
Mm.
Yeah, people use it as a bit of a joke now.
I should mention that one of the biggest albums in hip-hop on this year was Dr. Dre's Chronic, which I think was a big advancement in gangster rap for the West Coast scene.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to play Nothing But a J-Fang. I was considering playing it, but I almost don't want to.
Because it's gangster rap.
Yeah, I don't like how he talks about women in this track, but it's such a well-crafted song.
Well, I don't know if we should play it, really. But anyway, you could do what you want. You're in charge of the music,
Jack.
I'm just sitting here with bits of paper trying to shuffle them all around.
Yeah.
And for saying he didn't inhale the weed, Bill Clinton got voted Time Magazine's Man of the Year.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
That's, well, Yeah, if you don't smoke weed, you'll be Time Magazine.
Not because of that, just because, you know, he's a, you know, Democrat, and, you know, he was like a poster boy, wasn't he?
So yeah, he did become a poster boy.
Yeah.
In the 90s. He was popular, I think, in the
90s.
Even
though he didn't inhale.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to play instead a song called Swimsuit Issue from Sonic Youth that is actually kind of a feminist song. Okay, here it goes. Was Swimsuit Issue from Sonic Youth off the album Dirty.
That was good, I like that.
Cool, good.
Yeah, so I like Sonic Youth a lot. Can I be sexist briefly?
Sure. Wait, no, don't. Well, actually, what are you going to say?
I've got a toy that's on sale this year.
A toy?
It's the Barbie Dreamhouse.
Okay.
Barbie's Dreamhouse. I just like the way it was written about, really, because I presume it's aimed probably at young girls.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm not going to say that. Because
okay.
I really don't know, but it says it comes in three movable parts, which gives you more space and the option to change the shape of your house. Comes with all the features you love. Tell me the features you would love in a doll's house, Jack. Features you love.
I don't know, a garage.
Windows and doors.
Windows and
opens and close. Like a feature is a window and a door. Because if it didn't have that, it'd be like Barbie's prison.
It was just like a cell, a windowless prison. Yeah. Huh, okay.
It's superb, isn't it?
I didn't know that was what Barbie dollhouses used to look like.
The features are, and it's got a balcony, and every room is furnished. The kitchen even has a stove. So it's clearly like a kitchen.
And it works.
Mentions the kitchen.
I could cook a meal on it.
No. It's just a toy. That's a toy.
Well,
but I just thought it was kind of... I mean, I'd like to write those things for people, adverts, you know. I think it's quite easy to do, isn't it, really?
So you like it because it's easy?
Yeah, I like anything if it's easy. I would just sell, wouldn't it, really? And the other thing I'd like to say is that I've got these bits of paper in front of me. Obviously, you know, just printed out things about 1992 from various places. And there's a wonderful typo here. Absolutely superb. And I didn't do it, but someone else did it.
Okay.
And it's about Princess Diana and Prince Charles. So they separated that year.
Oh,
because
I see.
Prince Charles was seeing his childhood sweetheart.
Yes.
Who was now grown up.
Camilla.
And it says, they divorced shortly after his affair with longtime love. And this is how it reads. Camilla Parker Bowles.
Oh, I see.
That's great, isn't it? Because it's actually Parker Bowles, but the L and the E the wrong way around.
Yes.
I thought that just made me laugh. I don't know why it would make me laugh. It's like childhood humour. It's like boys' humour, isn't it, really?
No, it is amusing.
I thought it was amusing. Yeah, I just chuckled in my head a bit. Anyway, that's it.
Yes.
I've talked about women a bit.
Okay.
No, not really.
we'll have another song that is kind of... maybe two that are kind of feminist and sung by women, but this one won't be one. It's called Connected from Stereo MCs. I don't remember how it goes, but here it is.
Terrified, sun and rise.
That was Connected from Stereo MCs off the album Connected. You're listening to Totally Wired on Fresh FM. Any thoughts?
Any thoughts? That was good, yeah. It was like a post kind of Manchester type thing, wasn't it? A post yeah. kind of.
I don't think the Stereo MCs came from England, though.
Yes, certainly did.
Oh, they did?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think so. I said certainly did, and then I said I think so, because I doubted myself then. Don't know. Actually, yeah, I think they did. Well, yeah, I think they did. But it had that kind of feel, didn't it? It was kind of like...
Yeah, I like the sort of dance.
Indie dance kind of
music,
feel. Yeah.
Especially when it adds like lots of instruments and parts. So anything else that happened in 1992?
Lots of things happening. I'm going to test you on something, all right?
Okay.
So the 27th Amendment to the in the USA was passed.
Okay.
The 27th Amendment to the Constitution.
Okay.
Pretty hard, isn't it?
So there's been 27 amendments.
Yes. Well,
I guess that shows how sacred their Constitution is. If you can just amend it.
Yeah, we just change it all the time as we go. Mm. So 1992 was the 20s. Well, actually, the 27th Amendment was first proposed, or it was first proposed by James Madison in 1789.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, and it was ratified in 1992.
What was it then?
How could it take so long to do that? What could it possibly be to take that long? The amendment which was one which forbids Congress from raising their own pay during their term. It forbade Congress from giving themselves a pay rise. But they took so long because they just thought, I don't like that one.
Yeah.
You know,
that law doesn't interfere with...
No, we'd like to keep giving ourselves
non-corruption. And
yeah.
It's not necessary for good governance.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. There we go. That was that. And as well as... So chewing gum was banned in Singapore, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Dogs were banned from where? Which continent banned dogs? It's incredible, isn't it?
Continent?
The whole continent, yeah.
Continent?
Yeah.
Africa?
No, Antarctica.
Antarctica, oh.
Yeah.
Of course.
Because they were used for kind of pulling sledges and stuff, but they were found to be transferring diseases to the seals.
Oh, okay.
So no dogs in Antarctica. Which is fair enough, because no dogs would want to go there, really, would they? I mean, who wants to go there? I mean, I'd like to go there, but most people wouldn't want to spend their time in Antarctica, would they?
I imagine dogs are kind of just dogs. If they can survive there, then they'll just be happy and be like the dogs that they are, especially if they're huskies.
But like you throw the ball and it just sinks in the snow, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, they have to dig in the snow to get their ball.
Huskies literally live in the snow. That dog would be okay.
I was thinking about other dogs.
Like little chihuahuas.
Pomeranians are chihuahuas. Mm. Yeah. Just like sink in the snow, wouldn't
they? Yeah, they would just...
Actually, they're probably light enough to kind of bounce along on the snow, wouldn't they?
I saw a dog the other day
that was so... A dog that was so small, I couldn't believe it. It was honestly about 6 inches long. I couldn't believe it. Yeah. And I thought, is that actually a dog or is it something, some other kind of creature? It was quite strange. I'm just a puppy of a smaller dog.
Right.
But I don't know. I don't know much about breeds of dogs, but it was really, really tiny. Almost like you could fit it like... Anyway, I'll stop talking about it, but it was surprising. So someone sent an SMS message. The first one ever.
Oh, okay.
SMS. What does that mean?
I don't know, but I know what an SMS message is.
Yes. So December the 3rd, 1992, it was sent by a 22-year-old test engineer from his computer to a phone, and the message said, Merry Christmas.
Well,
so SMS is text message, isn't
lovely.
It?
Lovely. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't say his name. If you're that person, wouldn't you be really annoyed? Like, I sent the first text message in the whole world, and they're not even putting my name on it. You know? It's not got a name.
You couldn't find it?
It's not on there. I didn't look it up.
Oh.
I'm not that... I'm too lazy for that.
Hmm.
You know, the piece of paper's printed already. I'm not going to do any more.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Simon. The next song is titled Dress from PJ Harvey.
Spotlight, he'll see me. Are you a friend of Fresh? Join today and help support your community access radio station. Details on freshfm.net.
That was My Lovin', You're Never Gonna Get It, from En Vogue, off their album Funky Divas. This is Totally Wild on Fresh FM.
That was good. I enjoyed that.
Cool.
The first person who sent the text message was called Neil Papworth.
Ah.
I've just going to give him his name.
Oh, good.
And the stereo MCs are from London.
He did have a name.
He did have...
Excellent.
Well, of course he had a name. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't on my piece of paper, so I had to look it up.
Yes.
Obviously.
And the song before that was PJ Harvey's Dress from her album Dirty.
Yes, that was good too. A lot of female artists this evening.
Hmm.
Is it because it's Mother's Day?
Oh, no, I wasn't thinking of that. I was.
No,
but
you just have...
These songs just stood out to me.
Kim
Gordon. And they're all actually kind of related. They're all about relationships with men.
Yeah.
And how they're just complicated.
Yeah.
I guess.
Shall I talk about Barbie again? Well, the other toy I had,
can
actually...
We? Should we?
The other toy was Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels, okay.
Remember Hot Wheels?
Yes, I did.
What's your memory of Hot Wheels? I have the same memory as a child of Hot Wheels as you do.
Uh-huh.
What's your memory?
My memory of Hot Wheels was I would try to build the plastic track that would, you know, do a loop and stuff.
Yeah.
And then usually you would apply maybe too much force when you're trying to build it.
Yeah.
And then it would break.
Yes.
And then you'd feel like... You'd have just wasted your money and you never want another Hot Wheels set again because you didn't trust yourself.
Yes. And the picture on the box was like children with like excited faces and the cars like flying through the air, crashing into each other and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then you get it out and it just doesn't work, or you can't get it to do what it does in the box.
Yeah.
So Hot Wheels was terrible. On the global economy market kind of scene.
Yes.
So China, McDonald's opens its first McDonald's in China, in Beijing.
Okay.
And Euro Disney opens. And Taco Bell. Now, tell me about Taco Bell. What's Taco Bell? It's like a Mexican thing?
It's a Mexican restaurant,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah. So your brother Charlie went to it in Wellington and said it gave it 0 out of 10 in his food reviews.
Okay.
But Taco Bell tried to enter the Mexican market. Okay?
Okay.
In 1992.
Yeah, it's important to conceptualize Taco Bell as an American Mexican.
Yes. Start in America and then let's take it to Mexico because it's bound to do well because it's Mexican food. They're bound to like it.
Okay? No.
No, 1992. All the restaurants are all closed within 2 years.
There we go. Oh dear.
Yes, failure.
I think you I don't know enough about Mexican culture to really assess if Mexicans want to eat American Mexican food. But
I think the problem with fast food is just homogenous, isn't it? It's all the same. So you know when you go in, you're going to get this, don't you? You know,
yeah.
You go to McDonald's, you're going to get the same thing every time. And isn't that just like not what people want?
No, that's what people want.
No,
that's
people
why
want.
They succeed.
Yeah, but not in Mexico.
But in Mexico, I would imagine you'd have more stores that sell better burritos than what Taco Bell could provide.
Yes, yes.
And actually, the way that because China and countries like Japan have a lot of cheap street food.
Yes.
The way that McDonald's is advertised there is as actually a higher end establishment.
Really?
Yeah.
Like Flash.
Where they sell better
posh food
and better quality. But I don't know if that's true. I just hear that is how they market themselves there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. There's already like a market with a really good product there, it's hard to compete.
Yes.
That's just the truth.
Taco Bell aren't going to sponsor us now, are they? Not after that.
No.
No.
Oh, dear. That's another sponsor lost. Well, thank you, Simon. So our next song is I Had a Dream, Joe, from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
I had a dream.
I had a dream.
I had a dream.
against the door. I opened my eyes, Joe, in the morning light. Keep slowly tumbling through the crack in the window, Joe. And I thought of you, man, and I felt like I was lugging a body on my bag. Yes, and I had a dream.
I Had a Dream, Joe, from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. From Henry's Dream. That was the name of the album.
Mm-hmm.
Not Joe's Dream.
No, Henry's Dream.
Oh, Henry's Dream. Oh, that was Henry speaking then. Oh, of course. Okay, huh.
Yeah, good album. I just got two things to say before we get... Well, we're going to play a couple more songs anyway, but in 1992, Paul Lynch of Great Britain did 124 push-ups.
That's a lot, actually.
On one finger.
Oh. Yeah,
pretty good.
That is good.
I'm sure we could probably do that. If I didn't have arthritis, I'd probably manage it. But no, one finger. I don't know which finger. Just like that.
Oh, on the finger? No way. Not me.
I'm 24.
No.
No, probably not. But the best story of 1992 was that... do you know what a rubber duck is, Jack?
It's the fake duck that... generally floats around in bathtubs that is really
made of plastic and not rubber really anymore, but they probably were to begin with.
A novelty that became popular for some reason. I don't know why.
Kind of, they're yellow and they've got a little red beak and they just float
of
around.
Course.
And they constantly float. You put them under the water and they just float up to the surface again.
I don't know why they exist though.
I don't know why they... Well, they're just like a thing you put in the bath.
Okay, so
it's like a duck, isn't it?
Really? Yeah, but what's... Okay, yep, what did...
Yes. Oh, well, in 1992, 28,800 rubber ducks fell off a cargo ship into the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Oh.
Isn't that great? Well, great story.
Well
it's not really, because it's plastic in the ocean and stuff, but they're all floating.
Yeah.
And I could just... Can you just imagine all these,
imagine
these ducks just floating?
Yeah.
And they're probably still... Some are still floating now, probably.
That really is a once-in-a-lifetime sight.
And I wonder if any kind of other marine life got kind of confused by them.
Yeah.
You know, like, what's that? Is that actually an animal of some kind or something? I hope I hope none of them got kind of injured by trying to eat it or something. But
yeah,
and how big the ducks were, I don't know. But and obviously, it's not a very nice thing because it's polluting the world. but the thought of it is kind of... Isn't that interesting?
I would want to see that.
You want to see it, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
I'm sure someone took a photo. Maybe
I wouldn't actually actively try to cause the situation where I could see it, but I would want to see that.
No. And I'm sure they just floated ashore. And there's probably people they washed up onto shore somewhere, and somewhere went, oh,
no,
look,
those ducks are lost.
It's a plastic duck.
Nah, free plastic duck, huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's 28,000 of them, nearly 29,000. I thought it was just a kind of curious story, really. Anyway, if anyone knows where those ducks are, I'd like one.
Okay. If you had one of those 28,000 ducks, then bring it into Fresh FM, and we'd love to examine a piece of history.
I'd buy it off you for like $10.
$10?
Yep.
That's how high you can go.
It's not getting any higher. Okay. Maybe 11.
There it is. Thank you, Simon. Next song is, I remember this song a lot. I played it a lot in high school, actually. It is Killing in the Name by Rage Against the Machine.
Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck
That was Killing in the Name from Rage Against the Machine, off their debut album, Rage Against the Machine.
Fine album indeed.
Yes, it is. Right, so that's all we have for tonight, apart from our last song that we'll play shortly. This is Totally Wild on Fresh FM. This was 1992, and next week will be in 1993.
Oh, that's good. We're not going to skip a year.
No. We're not going to skip a year.
I'm
glad
about that.
1993 is a good year. I've found some really good songs and good albums.
You're already prepared, are you?
Semi-prepared.
I'm prepared too.
Oh, fantastic.
Always.
Wonderful. Right, and on that note, our last song is Nearly Lost You from Screaming Trees. Good night.
See ya. Bye.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, the Top of the South's community access media station, with support from New Zealand On Air. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz.